This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. It's Steve Kelly and Brett Bikita from West Michigan's Morning News, joined by Mike Byam, who's the chairman and recognition expert, the author of Wow Workplace with Terry Berry. Thank you so much for doing this morning, Mike.
Well, thank you. We're always excited to talk about Terry Berry and tell our story and share about the great things that are going on with our business, and excited to be part of the podcast. So thank you so much.
Let's take a step back and talk a little bit about the history of Terry Berry. So tell us a little bit about what y'all do.
Well, how long is the podcast going to be? Because we've got a long history, and it could go on for quite some time. I mean, Terry Berry was started in West Michigan in 1918, and as you can imagine, for a business to continue to grow and succeed for more than a century, it has to really evolve and change and transform over time. And so if we you know, don't get too granular on the detail, but originally it was founded as an organization that was sort of doing ad specialty work of the time, and over a period of years, Terry Berry evolved into a classroom producer, and we're helping students across the Midwest design and purchase a ring for their class to commemorate that neat achievement. And to this day, actually, as recently as today, you know, we hear from people who got their class ring from Terry Berry, and that's something that's really stuck with the community of West Michigan. But in the early 1970s, that business really began to change. There were some market forces that were impacting the class ring business. At that point, like, the price of gold was skyrocketing, and class rings went from being something that was uniform and the entire class would buy the same ring to something that was more individual. And what ended up happening is that really hurt the demand. And so we saw our business changing. And at that point, we looked at a small part of our business where we were making service award pins for other businesses to recognize 5 years, 10 years, 25 years of service, and just made the decision to look to expand that business. And really, it worked well. And over the course of the next 10 years, we went from a regional class ring provider to a nationwide employee awards company. And eventually, you know, we stopped making class rings altogether, but we found companies often wanted to get award rings with their symbol on it for employee achievement, so like sales awards or safety awards, and we continue to produce those for some of our clients today, and you know, for some championship rings too. We continue to do that, but over time, the employee recognition business continued to grow. Programs became more elaborate. We began fulfilling a larger selection of awards as the business grew, and you know, it was some neat momentum in the business. And then one of the real key turning points in recent history for us was in 2008-2009, and at that point, there were again market trends occurring when Gen Y, you know, the millennials, were beginning to have a significant impact on how businesses operate. They were coming into the workforce, and there were a lot of studies coming out that were saying Gen Y employees won't stay with companies for more than 3 years, which is really concerning when you're a significant portion of your business is tied to recognizing long-term employees. And so, as you can imagine, that was the bad news. The good news was that the same studies indicated that millennial employees wanted, they actually demanded and were pretty vocal about receiving more frequent recognition than previous generations had required. And so as part of that, they not only wanted to receive the recognition, but they also wanted to be able to be part of it, to be giving recognition to other employees. And so at that point, we knew we needed to have a solution that resonated with millennials for that frequent public recognition that, that all employees could participate in. And so if you think back to 2008, and at that point, Facebook is really becoming mainstream, and we saw an opportunity to emulate elements of other social media platforms and create an internal social media platform for our clients to give and receive recognition. And that was a decision and a step that really changed the trajectory of our business. It wasn't just millennials that wanted more recognition. Most employees did. And over the 10 years that followed with that, we continued to expand. We put international offices in Canada and the UK, and we're just building out these comprehensive recognition platforms for our clients to really be a positive spot in a business where employees can go and participate in the recognition process. And so as we continue to develop these tools beyond recognition, we recognized that there were other core employee engagement tools that really could round out this platform, things like employee wellness, employee feedback. And so we continue to build this out from a software perspective, and it really complemented the awards that we were continuing to fulfill. So then COVID shows up. You guys are probably familiar with COVID.
Read some articles about it,
I think. You've heard of it. So, COVID shows up, and once we all got beyond the initial fear that the world was coming to an end, a big part of business focus in 2020 and 2021, now 2022, is that shift to the employee and the employee's well-being, and how do we keep these folks engaged when they're working remotely in their homes. And fortunately for our business, our 360 recognition platform is designed to do just that. So today, whether an employee is remote or hybrid or in the office or part-time in the office, we're really able to keep them engaged and connected with the company's culture. So with all our history, and some of the neat milestones that the company's had, I would say this is as exciting a time as we've ever had at Terry Berry, because we're impacting employees and businesses all over the world.
You can find out more information right now, terryberry.com. That's terryberry.com. Founded in 1918, and look at us now. Holy cow. Mike Mayum, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for so much for your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We really appreciate the opportunity, and that you guys do such a terrific job. So it's fun to be part of it.
Mike Mayum is the chairman and recognition expert at Terry Berry. We'll talk to you again real soon, I hope. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.